Hi, I'm Lauren from Cincinnati.
I'm David from New York.
The Sound of Young America is an independent production supported by listeners like me and you, if you support it.
If you'd like to support the show like I did, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
I'm Jesse Thorne, live on tape from my house in Los Angeles. It's The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org and PRI, Public Radio International. This week's Sound of Young America is live on tape from New York City. When we were on this stage, the guest that everyone was waiting for was Amy Sedaris. She's one of the world's funniest people. You might have seen her very, very bizarre Comedy Central series, Strangers with Candy, or you might have seen her on Sex and the City. You might have read her first book, which was a bestseller. She now has a book about crafting called Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People. Let's go to the stage of the Jerome L. Green Performance Space and my conversation with Amy Sedaris. It's a joy to have you back on The Sound of Young America. A joy.
Oh, joy. It's a chore.
It's a chore to have you here. I'm burdened by your presence. It's really a pleasure to be here. Now, the last time you were on the show was a few years ago, and we were talking about your book about entertaining.
And I was in your apartment.
Absolutely. And yeah. You met my, I think, as I recall, you started talking about a taxidermied squirrel that you had in your home.
Oh, yeah.
And your literary Weeks. Escort, mm-hmm. which is a prostitute for authors, which is a, yes. a gentleman who drives authors around, grabbed my taxidermied squirrel, Nutsy.
Nutsy?
Thank you.
Clever.
And brought him out. And you were surprised to learn that I also had a taxidermied squirrel.
That's
right. It was a lot of fun.
They're nice. Isn't it nice to have one around the house?
It is. Because it makes any sort of indoor-outdoor space.
Yes. My squirrel was freeze-dried.
Really?
Yeah, they freeze-dry him now. And I've got my eye on a chipmunk down at Evolution on Spring Street. And they cost like a dollar. It costs like $160. But they're out right now. They're out of them.
Well, you'd think they'd be in plentiful supply.
They go out like that.
It's not like a rhinoceros or something.
They're out
like,
of chipmunks.
Where are we going to get a chipmunk?
Got to get a chipmunk.
Well, it's great to have you. When you were on that show, we were talking about your book about entertaining. And one of the things that you entertained for, one of the gatherings that you hosted
yes.
was...
businessmen. Go on.
You do. You entertain groups of businessmen.
Uh-huh.
Chinese and Korean. was a crafting group. And I wonder if you're still party to a sort of semi-organized group of crafters.
If they smoke pot, yes. That's my, but I got a vaporizer now, a volcano. Then I only use it when I have a crowd more than one. So I use it every night. No. Yes, I still have craft clubs.
Tell me a little bit about how and why you started the craft club. Was it something where it started with just a couple people?
No, it's just about getting together and smoking pot, really. I mean, and then like, hey, let's make something. You know, that's really what it's about. Because I hate crafts, right? I don't want to ever craft again, ever.
Amy Sedaris is the author of Simple Times, Crafts
for Poor People.
A book of crafts.
Yes. Arts and crafts.
What do you
project.
Hate about crafts? How can you hate crafts? Look at the beautiful things.
I'm just
things
tired
that...
of them. But crafts, some people think crafts means like scrapbooking. And,
sure.
And, you know, those queer little crafts you get at those mega stores. But mine's more project-oriented, you know, things to make for poor people.
Like cleaning
people,
out the garage? Or...
Yeah, basically. There's a nice, there's a couple clean out the garage crafts in there.
So tell me about, so I'm going to, we're painting this picture. It's Amy Sedaris' craft group.
Mm-hmm.
The cash has been, what's the expression? Pardon me, I don't use drugs. The stash has been cashed. The bong has been ripped.
Go on. Okay. Yeah.
Train wreck. The marijuana, everybody's feeling great.
Yeah.
What I wonder is, doesn't that cause problems for the crafting?
No.
Because it's not a drug that is associated with ambition or sort of...
Well, look at the book. That looks pretty ambitious.
That's true. So you, this was all written in one night when you...
The only pictures I wasn't high for was Jesus and the angel. That was it. And I just didn't feel like it. But no, I mean, yeah, I mean, I am ambitious. You know, as far as I have a lot of energy and I like to make things. And so the people that I surround myself with also like to make things. I mean, we're productive potheads. We're not like sitting around doing nothing.
What's the kind of project that you actually can accomplish when you're high and with a group of friends?
Anything in that book.
Really?
Yeah.
Any single thing?
Absolutely anything. There's a chapter. You just turn to the making love chapter.
Sure.
Well, I know nothing that about making love. Paul Dinella wrote that entire chapter while I was yelling at him. I contributed a couple words.
I'm sure you could probably work on sausages. That's a chapter
sausages,
here.
Sausages. That was fun. The only reason sausages is in the book is because I wanted to make a sausage curl wig using real sausages, and I wanted the grease to come down my face, and I thought that'd be hilarious, but we ended up just doing the log cabin.
Am I mistaken?
Yes.
I don't mean to be presumptuous, Amy, but sometimes when I'm reading your books, and I now own both of your books and have enjoyed them very much, sometimes I get the impression that they're excuses to wear outfits more than anything else.
Yes. I love costumes. My dream is to own a costume and prop shop. And so when I did the Dolly Parton video, I met this guy, Adam Selman, who's a costume maker. He's like, ping, ping. So we got along great. And so the book is jam-packed with costumes. And I love the hobo making, you know, my smudge marks using the cork. And
you mentioned Pocahontas earlier. That's actually the back cover of the book.
Yeah, Indian on the back cover.
You look very wise.
A lot of Indian crafts. Lots of Indian peace pipe.
Well, what are your favorite materials to work with?
Packing tape and cardboard googly eyes. I'd say those are my favorite. I
love
packing tape.
The three elements of any crafters.
Yeah, well, I like cardboard.
My grandmother used to always, she'd call me and tell me, do you have enough packing tape?
It's expensive packing tape.
It is, because it's a great tape.
It's great tape, but I sandwich pennies in between two layers of packing tape, and it's great bookmark for a Bible or for an instructional book. You know, weighs the pages down. It's great.
Oh, I follow. Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, well, what's the connection? It weighs the pages down connection between instructional
books. And it's a great way to get rid of your pennies.
Whether you're a Max FunCon veteran or you've been thinking about going for 2 years and you're ready to pull the trigger, prepare yourself. Max FunCon 2011 tickets will go on sale the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, at MaxFunCon.com. Max FunCon is a weekend of entertainment and enlightenment and friendship in Lake Arrowhead, California, just east of Los Angeles. Join us in a luxurious summer camp environment for comedy shows and classes and new friends and all kinds of great stuff. It's kind of hard to describe. Actually, if I could offer one piece of advice, maybe you go to Flickr and search Max FunCon and you'll see the pictures of people having a blast. Anyway, be sure to log into MaxFunCon.com the day after Thanksgiving to get your tickets. We've even got special gift packages this year. So if Max FunCon registration is a gift to someone important in your life, like a lady or a gentleman or even a best pal, we've got a little something that you can put under the tree. It's all online at MaxFunCon.com starting the day after Thanksgiving. The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com. And by Smith Micro Software, makers of Stuff It Deluxe, designed to move files simply and securely wherever customers want them to go. For Mac and PC, online at stuffit.com. Coverage of the world of comedy on The Sound of Young America is supported by Humber College, offering a 2-year program dedicated to comedy. Students learn stand-up, improv, acting, and writing skills and perform in the heart of Toronto. At Humber, we make funny people funnier. More information at humbercomedy.com. It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne, and this week we're live on tape from the Jerome L. Green Performance Space in New York City. My guest is Amy Sedaris, whose new book is called Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People.
One of the pieces that I really enjoyed in the book was a pinecone caddy, which addressed an issue that I honestly hadn't even thought of, but I'm certain is a big problem for people, especially if they don't have enough packing tape on hand.
Picking up pine cones?
Yeah, well, you need somewhere to put them, right?
Right, you do. You have to make a little satchel, a little, you know, denim satchel.
Tell me about how you conceive of these projects.
Well, my craft club and I would sit around and just think of ideas, the book is jam-packed with things that I just love and I like looking at. And it's just, I mean, I know crafts are a lot of crap. Like, when someone gives me a craft, I'm like, I can't wait to get rid of it. It's just stuff nobody wants, really. I like crafts that are made out of necessity, you know, and that you make it because
like
you need it.
Like post-apocalyptic situations?
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
But, you know,
about?
You need it. You know, you need a pin cushion, so you make a pin cushion, you know.
You
and
need something
naive.
To stab someone with, so you sharpen a toothbrush.
Exactly. Oh, that's a good craft. Sharpen, yeah, toothpick. That would have been good.
Different stuff you can sharpen. You have an interesting... You have a really lovely... A chapter that I thought was really lovely about overcoming crafting challenges. Challenges that you may have in your group. I mean, certainly...
Handicraftable, right, right.
So certainly you start by challenging yourself. By impairing your judgment before beginning any craft.
Yes.
But tell me a little bit about, if someone has a home crafting group, what kinds of challenges folks who come into the group might have and how one might deal with them.
Well, if someone's if they're depressed, you know
sure.
what I mean? That's a lot. That's heavy. That weighs on everybody in the club. I mean, you just want them to leave. If they don't see very well, you know, you need to come up with a craft that they can do because they have poor eyesight. You need tactile crafts. If they have ADD, you want to give them something that would be like something like wrapping a string around a radiator pole, something that would they could just focus and do something with their hands. And you just have to, like, look at, you know, like, what's your disability and how can we work with that?
And
then,
certainly,
then it's easy.
Certainly in the holidays, that's the kind of thing you want to make for gifts.
Yes, exactly. You do want to make that kind of stuff for the holidays.
Imagine this.
Yeah.
It was just a radiator pole.
What we'll do is we'll come into your home. Yeah, I have string wrapped around my radiator poles. It's nice.
I guess that's not as vulgar as it sounds.
Mm-mm. Do you craft at all?
I lately I've taken up sewing. I've been trying to sew things.
Like what?
I made myself a scarf recently.
You did?
Yeah.
Sewing? How did you sew a scarf? You didn't knit it or...
No. I used something that someone else had knit.
Like a scarf?
In Harrison Lewis.
And then what did you do? I sewed my label on it. Yay! That's what I do.
I bought some Harris tweed yardage. I went and bought some tweed yardage, but it's too scratchy. It's beautiful, but it's too scratchy for your sensitive.
Line
bits.
It with packing tape. Go on. It works.
I mean, I used linen, but thinking back, it could have saved me a trip to the fabric store.
Yeah.
Certainly. So I don't think a lot of people expect a book about crafts to be as sensual as this book is. can you tell me what the connection between crafts and... what, for public radio purposes, we'll call intimacy, is?
Crafts and intimacy?
Yeah, well, you have a very beautiful chapter about...
making love.
Yes.
Right?
I wasn't going to say that. I'm not a vulgarian.
It's for making love for crafts for the bedroom. And like I said, I don't know anything about making love, so Paul Dinello pretty much wrote that. But that's... I knew I wanted a short canary yellow robe. For a guy and for a woman, and so I wanted something.
I see that your colleague Paul Dinello is also wearing a short canary yellow robe.
I made him. This is shorter than mine, actually. Guys in short robes—that's funny. really funny.
Are there particular tools that you think are important to have on hand when you're working with your googly eyes, your packing tape?
Different types of glue. You need, you know, all kinds. You need wood glue. You need, like, Elmer's glue. Then you need, like, tacky glue. I learned that lesson.
Is there
different
glues for...
There's different glues.
You learned that lesson when you tried to drown Stuart Little.
Yes. There are different glues for different projects. I mean, I just like to make shit. You know what I mean? I don't really know that much about, you know, like I can't knit, I can't sew. I'm very limited, but I know who can. And then usually people who are gifted, they don't have good ideas. You know, they're really good with their hands, but they don't, like, I don't know what to paint. And you're like, oh my God, you know, paint a tumor. You know, so...
Sure.
So I knew who to surround myself with.
That's happened
with.
To every single person in this room at least once.
A paint a burn victim. Are you kidding me? Now I love that stuff. So, you know, we work, I know who to, you know, to control. And that's what this book is about. And it's just going to trigger new ideas and it'll inspire you to make something or anything. It's easy.
So would you say it's more inspirational to the reader to make something or more inspirational to the reader to learn how to control other people?
I'd say both. I would say equally both, yeah. You could look at that book and say, wow, I could control somebody and make them do all this stuff for me. And it works.
You mentioned burn victims. There's actually a really beautiful portrait of you as a burn victim.
Yes,
in the
I
book.
Have a chapter on accidents that can happen in the craft room and half my face is blown off. I just love, you know, special effects and scabs. And, you know, it's fun if you don't have it really, you know. And so I did it early in the morning so I could wear it throughout the day. And forgetting I had it on my face, I'd go down and get my mail, go out. I'm like, oh, that's right, I have this scab on my face. Yeah, accidents can happen. You know, knitting needles in the eye. You know, a needle can go through your finger. Lots of things. You open, you know, glue with your teeth and you can knock out a tooth.
And tell me a little bit about the brainstorming process for all these horrible things that can happen to you while you're crafting.
Well, just thinking about it. You know, you cut a finger off. Just stuff that you just think, oh, that must happen, you know, to people. You just never get to see it. I guess they stay inside or whatever. Or like a hot glue gun. I don't use those just because someone said you could really burn yourself. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to do that.
What?
And then I made a tuna can. It was a baby chime made out of a tuna can lid. And I opened it, and it was really sharp because it was cheap tuna. I went to Western Beef because I thought, oh, it'll be cheaper.
Well, you're not going to need the tuna.
Yeah.
You think you're just
using
the can.
I'm not going to need the tuna. I just needed the can, but it was flimsy, blood everywhere. That happened.
And maybe it shouldn't have been for babies.
Well, no.
Am I overstepping my bounds?
High above the crib, it's fine. They just can't reach it. Keep it out of reach.
Have a smaller baby.
Or have a smaller baby. Or pretend you have a baby. Worked for me. I've got six kids.
Six?
Yeah, no.
No.
I just pretend I have six kids. See, I have an extra room in my house. I call it the baby's room. And I made it to look like a baby's room. Then I turned it into a craft room. So it's kind of creepy. You know? Look out for my next book. Yeah.
Really about good. Interior decoration?
Interior decorating.
Well, Amy, I thank you so much for taking this time to be on The Sound
well,
of Your
Name. Thank you. Thank you guys. A great audience.
Amy Sedaris, so ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, thank you, Jeff.
Amy Sedaris is one of the funniest people in the world. Her new book is called Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People. And it is just a freaking delight. You can find her online at amysedarisrocks.com. That's our time for another Sound of Young America program. I have been your host, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. The show is produced by Speaking Into Microphone. Our associate producer is Julia Smith. Nick White edited our show and also directed it at WNYC in New York City. Our special thanks to Indira and Ricardo at the Jerome L. Green Performance Space, as well as all of the wonderful people at the Performance Space who helped us out with our New York show. If you have thoughts about the show, you can email me at jesse@MaximumFun.org, or you can visit us online at MaximumFun.org, where you will find all of our shows absolutely for free. We'll see you next time, right here on The Sound of Young America. The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com.